I have this fantasy of meeting a stranger in a hotel room and the two of us fucking, but never getting to see one another's faces. I contact him on here, or I place an ad somewhere, I don't know. He's local, or I'm visiting the area for a few days, and we arrange to meet. No names, no introductions, just sex. I give him my number, a burner that I bought especially for this, and then text him a time, an address, and a room number. I tell him to text me again when he gets there. I arrive at the hotel early, nervous and excited. My mind is already filled with sexual imagery. All of the different ways he could take me, all of the different body types he could have, all of the men who caught my eye on the way here. He could be any one of them. Anyone at all. Someone I know. A colleague. A neighbor. A friend's husband. Boyfriend. Son. An old school friend. He could be one of you. And my pussy gets wetter by the second. I start getting ready, planning where I'm going to be, bent over the side of the bed, facing away from the door. I close the curtains, blocking out some of the traffic noise from outside, and cover the mirror opposite the bed using one of the sheets. I just know I won't be able to resist the temptation to try to steal a glance at him otherwise. I head to the bathroom to freshen up, slip out of my panties, and check my makeup in the mirror. Not that it matters. With 10 minutes to go, I start to get nervous, checking my phone every 30 seconds, wondering if he's going to back out or be delayed or 1,000 other things. I distract myself with my favorite vibrator, a little metal bullet that I always take with me when I travel. I start teasing myself with it, running it through my folds, pressing it to my clit, and then slipping it inside and edging myself with it. I get so wet. He texts me right as I'm about to come, letting me know that he's outside. And I text him back immediately. I'm ready. Come up. I hop off the bed and rush to the door, unlocking it and leaving it open, just a crack. And then I walk back to the bed, my heart pounding, faster and faster with every step, loud in my ears. I'm so fucking excited, though. I bend over and reach back to pull my dress up around my waist. I fix my stockings and spread my legs wide. And then I bury my face in the sheets, my arms outstretched in front of me. This is how I want him to find me. Ready, eager, and waiting for his cock. When he gets to the room, he doesn't bother knocking. I hear him push the door open and then close it behind him. I hear his footsteps moving closer. The nerves and excitement have really built up now. My heart is beating so fast, my mind racing, wondering who he is. How old, how big, how thick. I hear him stop near the bedroom door when he gets his first glimpse of me. Hear that little inhale of surprise and lust. I feel his eyes running over me, checking me out, my legs, my ass, my pussy. Oh, fuck. As he moves closer, he must see that I'm already wet and ready for him. He must be able to smell my pussy in the air and see the vibrator lying on the bedside table, still coated in my juices. He must know that I was masturbating when he messaged me. He walks up behind me, not saying a word. That's part of the arrangement. No contact beyond his hands on my body and his cock in my cunt. He squeezes my ass, spanks it, both cheeks, 6 or 7 times. Growling as I yelp in surprise and jump a little with every smack. Oh, he parts my cheeks, getting a good look at my asshole and my pussy. And then he slides his hands lower, stroking along my silky smooth thighs, teasing the tops of my stockings, and moving inwards to tease my cunt. He cups my pussy, feeling my heat against his palm, my juices on his hand. Fuck, I'm dripping. He presses harder with his middle fingers, starts running them up and down through my slit, rubbing my clitoris with his fingertips, and it feels so good. He presses harder, rubs faster, and I can't help but moan and whine into the bed sheets, pressing myself back against his palm, grinding myself against it, using his hand to masturbate with. He slips a finger into me, sliding it in with ease, feeling just how soft and tight and wet my pussy is for him. Oh, and as I start thinking about how good he's gonna feel stretching me out around his cock, he curls a second finger into me, and I tighten around them, squeezing them inside me, letting him know how good they feel. And he starts fucking me with them, in that up and down motion, just working my pussy, letting it feel full, alternately making come hither motions on my G-spot, priming me for his cock. Oh, God. He enjoys this for a while. I can hear his excitement in his moans. He likes having me bent over like this. So needy, so submissive, so willing. Grinding back against his hand like a little slut while he has two fingers squeezed tight in my cunt, making such juicy, wet sounds in time with my moans and gasps. Oh, he's gonna make me come. It's as though he can read my mind. He pulls his fingers out and slaps my ass hard, making me squeal. And then he drops to his knees behind me and buries his face between my legs. He laps at my pussy like a man quenching his thirst, swallowing my juices, licking up and down through my folds, lapping at my clit with soft little licks, his face in my ass, his nose rubbing against my asshole every now and then. I spread my legs wider so he can work his tongue into my pussy, probing deeper and deeper, licking at my walls, swirling it, and undulating it inside me, fucking me with it, tongue-fucking me, in and out, in and out. Oh, God, so good. He raises a hand to my ass cheek, pressing his thumb to my asshole and rubbing it in circles as he keeps licking me, his tongue trailing down my folds again to focus on my clit. He wants to make me come, wants to taste it, needs to taste it. I know it. He lashes at my clit, licking hard and fast, responding to my moans in the way I'm grinding my pussy back against his face. He closes his lips around it and starts sucking as he licks. It feels so fucking good. I moan out a fuck and reach back to grab his head, pulling his face into me as I press back even harder, suffocating him in my cunt, his thumb still rubbing at my asshole, pressing firmer now, and I'm getting close. My legs are trembling, my breathing is getting more and more ragged, and I'm clawing at his head, desperate for release. Desperate to keep his lips and his tongue on my clit. Desperate to come all over him. He starts moaning into me, encouraging me to let go, to come all over him, encouraging me to give him what he wants, my juices all over his tongue and his face and his neck. Oh, and I do. When I come hard. I moan into the sheets, my free hand fisted in them, tugging them loose from the mattress. I grind my ass back onto his face, rocking and stirring my hips, rubbing my pussy all over him, marking him with my juices, coating him with my cum. A stream of it trickling down his neck, soaking into his shirt, even as he tries to lap it up from the source. I taste amazing. I always do. And I know he's gonna be wearing the scent of my pussy for the rest of the day. He's gonna go back to work, still covered in my cum, smelling of my pussy. And I hope his colleagues notice. I want them to picture it. I want them to wonder who I was. Maybe I am one of them. When I get too sensitive, he stands and gives my ass another possessive smack. I hear him undo his fly and pull out his cock, and I feel him move up behind me. There are condoms laid out on the bed, in all different sizes. We didn't discuss it, but I wanted to give him the option. I hear him pick one up and open it and roll it onto his length. He presses his cock to my pussy, drawing it up and down through my folds 3 or 4 times, coating it in my juices and his saliva. And then he lines us up and he pushes into me. He buries himself inside me in one long thrust. My pussy tries to resist him, and then gives up and spreads open for him, clinging so tight to his length as he pulls back. He's so fucking warm, so fucking hard, so fucking perfect. Heaven. We both groan when he bottoms out. He takes hold of my hips, his fingers digging into my flesh, and he starts fucking me. I can feel my ass bounce each time he buries himself in my depths. Feel the lips of my pussy gripping round his cock each time he pulls back. He fucks me hard, using my cunt, just like I said I wanted. In and out, in and out. Impaling me, harder and faster and harder, just taking pleasure in me. He reaches forward and pulls the top of my dress down under my tits. He undoes my bra and slides the cups up out of the way. He squeezes my tits, pinches my nipples, thumbs them, pounding away at me the whole time. His cock is now slick with my juices, and my pussy is starting to cream for him. Ugh, fuck, it feels so good. I'm moaning, he's moaning, and that beautiful, wet, sticky, slapping sound of two people fucking fills the room. The scent of my pussy is overwhelming now, and his cock feels much too fucking good inside it. I know I'm not gonna last much longer. His hands find my hips again, pulling me back onto his length each time he thrusts into me. Not that there's any need, I'm already slamming my ass back for him. But it does feel so good to be used. My nipples graze against the bed sheets each time his hips hit my ass and his cock bottoms out inside me, sending me jolting forward. We're both sweating and breathing so hard, but we don't slow down. I want to come for him, and he wants to make me. He raises my left leg up onto the bed, opening me up wider and giving him more leverage, more room to push that little bit deeper, to fill my cunt just that little bit more. I can feel that telltale tingling in my pussy. My orgasm is so close now, but I don't bother to warn him. That'd mean talking. So I just grip the mattress tight and keep slamming my ass back onto his cock as he pounds away, working him as deep inside me as we can, making every stroke count, hearing him breathing hard, moaning his approval and struggling to keep ahead of his own orgasm. It must be so close now, too. He fucks me and fucks me and fucks fucks me, and it's too much. I can't hold back anymore. His cock is just too good. I bury my face in the mattress, take his length balls deep in my cunt, and scream as my pussy explodes around him, grinding myself up and down, stirring my hips and coming all over him. Squeezing him and gripping him and milking his cock inside me. Oh, and my orgasm triggers his. He comes so fucking hard inside me, spraying load after load into the condom. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Keeps fucking me, gripping my hips, slamming into me, in time with each cum shot, emptying his balls as deep inside as he can reach. I almost come again. Eventually, he comes to a halt. Enjoying my tight, wet heat around him. His cock feels so good inside me, just stretching me and filling me, giving me something to squeeze around after that orgasm. When finally he regains his breath and comes back to his senses, he leans forward and places a few kisses on my back, and he pulls out of me. He takes the condom off and ties it and drops it on the bed. He tucks his cock away and zips up. He gives my ass a final smack, farewell, and then turns and walks out of the room, leaving me bent over that bed, fucked hard and used. A sweaty, wet mess. And I never contact him again.